You on?
We're here today to introduce the new coach of the Hurricanes. First, I would like to thank the Nashville Predators and David Poile for allowing this to happen. That's a tough decision for any organization to give up one of their key employees partway through the season, and we really appreciate their cooperation. About a month ago, I started to explore the possibility of a different coach for the Hurricanes. Ronnie and Jason and I put together a short list of candidates. We've talked to a lot of different people over the course of that time. It was premature that the decision was going to be made about a month ago. But when we got to the point of the game in Montreal where we started to get the inconsistent level of play that we would like, that was really at the point where I started to make the decision to make a change. I've talked to Kirk now for probably 7 to 10 days, and after going through that process of all the possibilities, clearly Kirk was our number one choice, and we're very happy, and I'm happy now to introduce to you Kirk Muller, our new coach.
Thanks, Jimmy. First of all, I just want to say how excited I am to join our organization that in a short time has shown you know, what it's like to be a champion, and I've known some of the guys here, that some alumni, like from Ronnie and Rod, that what a elite group that they've been able to keep around here. It's an exciting moment for myself, for my family. I want to thank Jimmy for, like you said, the discussions and having confidence in hiring me. It's a special day for me. It's been a fun path so far, you know, from playing in the NHL and knowing what it's like up here and going through the coaching levels from University Hockey in Canada to being, you know, back in the NHL with Montreal and being involved with Milwaukee, Nashville's minor league team. It's all been a great road and great experience. And I can't help but sit here right here today and say, first of all, I want to thank Queen's University, which is back in my home in Kingston, Ontario, which was the first people that gave me an opportunity to start my coaching career up there and seeing if I liked it and enjoyed it. And got the bug early, and that was very exciting. And then I also want to thank the Montreal Canadiens for giving me the first opportunity to work in the NHL. Bob Gainey and Guy Carbonneau gave me that opportunity to explore and grow. And after those 5 years, like I said, David Poile was great in bringing me to Nashville's organization, giving me my opportunity to be a head coach down there. So along the road there, it's been fun. It's been, you're learning every day, just like we did as players and you do as coaches. And that experience has been tremendous. And I think that's all prepared me for what I find really exciting today is to join Carolina in this organization and come in as a first opportunity to be a head coach in the NHL. And it's exciting, it's fun, and I'm anxious to get to work.
Please raise your hand if you want to ask a question, and we have microphones. Please speak in the microphone.
This is for Jim. You had some options within the organization. Was it important to go outside the organization to bring in maybe a different flavor, a different perspective?
Yeah, I think you basically answered the question. I did talk to Jeff Daniels, who is prepared to be a head coach. By moving him here, obviously that disrupts the development part of what we're trying to do in Charlotte. So he was a guy that I did talk to, and I think very highly of. But at the end of the process, I really wanted to bring somebody in that had some ideas from another organization. And between the teams that Kirk's played for and then working with the Montreal Canadiens, he will bring some new, fresh ideas to our team.
Question for Kirk. Yeah. Kirk, what do you know about this roster, and how does your coaching style mesh with the talent that you have here?
Well, first of all, I think, the game today, I mean, it's quick, it's fast, it's skilled. Unlike when some of us guys played here a couple of decades ago, but I see an organization that has the skill and a fast team. I think that's important with the way the game is played today. And I don't really want to be honest, get into too much of the system stuff of what it, you know, I feel would be changed opposed to just in respect to Paul and what he's done here and that. But what I do know is that you got great goaltending, you got great guys down the middle, you got young guys, you got great talent. And combined, you got a group of players that I think have been drafted and brought here because of the way the game is today. And that's to be able to use your skill to your advantage.
Jim, what made your decision that Kurt is ready to be a head coach at this level?
Well, based on all the information that I gathered in the last month from some people in the hockey circles that I think highly of, they gave me a lot of good information. But I followed his career. He's got a lot of leadership qualities, very good communication, he's got great character, and really felt, based on the information, I know what he did in Montreal, he did a lot of the coaching there, really felt that he was a good fit for us.
Kirk, you've been watching this team for a period of time now. Obviously, the key player in many ways is the captain, Eric Staal. What have you seen from his game? And you, in your career, you scored 30 goals. You're the number two pick in the draft. You were a captain. What, from your experience, can you relate to him to try to get him going here?
Well, you got to remember, everybody's human. And, we go through stretches in our careers where, you know, you face different issues and you go through highs and lows. And I think it would be great to get an opportunity to sit down and talk to him. And he's a workhorse. Everyone loves to have the big power type forwards and centers, and he's proven that he can be obviously one of the elite players in this game, and I think sometimes when you go through your career, sometimes you're the young guy and you're going through and you're surrounded by some good people, and then sometimes you go through your career and we all, like, whether it's media, people, fans, or anything, just assume that some of these star players always have the answers. But sometimes they need, someone there for them to chat and talk and get some things out of them. But at the end of the day, like I said, I haven't had a chance to even speak with him that. But he's young, he can skate, he's big, he's got all the skill, and he's proven it before. So I think there's a lot of hockey left in him.
Kurt, what's your first order of business when you get a chance to meet with the guys and then to get them on the ice tomorrow? I mean, you can't just snap your finger and all of a sudden your system is in.
Yeah, I mean, we're right into the fire. I mean, it's the great thing with the NHL is once you start, it's every day and you're playing every second day. I think it's important to speak to the players and say that, what I'm about. I think for me, over my years, I I'm just honest, straightforward. I believe in accountability. I believe that it's a tough league. You got to work hard, and I think if everyone's accountable to each other, everyone buys into a system, it's amazing what you can accomplish. And so I think it's pretty difficult to walk in one day and I'm not saying I will or won't change a lot of this issues, but I think it's important that you get a good chat with the guys and speak to them.
Question for Jim. Thanks for having us, by the way. From a business standpoint, talk about the timeline a little bit. We're about a third of the way through the season, not quite. At one point, does it no longer make financial decision or financial sense to pull the trigger on this decision and just ride out the season with the old coach?
Well, you certainly don't give up on the season at this point in time. And as bad as we've been over the last 5 weeks or 6 weeks, we're really not far out of being in the thick of things. Now, as was pointed out earlier, a new coach can't come in and just put his new system in a morning skate and all of a sudden make things better. I mean, I don't know. You know, we may win tomorrow night, we may not. But really what I want to see is that on a consistent basis, we have that work ethic. And when we get to that consistent basis, the wins will come and they will come in streaks. And so if that can happen here in the near future, in the next couple of weeks, we'll have a chance not to give up on the season. But if in fact we get to that point, having the new leadership and the new voice of the coach going forward, certainly with a lot of players here that we plan on keeping for a long stretch of time, younger players, two 19-year-olds in our lineup, you really can't pinpoint the exact proper time to do it. So it wouldn't matter whether it was 20 games in or 40 games in. When the time came, it had to be done.
Kurt, all due respect to the Golden Gales and the Admirals, this is a bit of a different beast. Are you still, in your opinion, finding yourself, who you are as a head coach, and then how difficult is the challenge then of taking over a team that you've got to get to know well, finding your own feet too?
No, I know what I want from a team. I mean, actually, listen to Jimmy there. It's a common denominator. I mean, it's to me as an ex-player and in coaching in Montreal and the experiences I've had so far. It's really simple. I mean, you got to get guys to believe in a system. You got to get them to believe in being accountable for each other. And if you can come every night and you create that culture. And you give them something in a way to believe in how they're going to play and why you're gonna win that night. I think that's what players want. It's like I say, it's a tough league. You got to be a disciplined team these days. You got to work hard, and you got to play for each other. And I know the type of team I like to have, but at the end of the day, certain coaches. Throughout sports, have different systems, different styles, different philosophies. But but if not everyone's on board, it's pretty hard in a team sport to do well. And I think that's the most important thing is creating a culture and an identity that they all believe that will make them win every night.
You're looking forward to seeing some of your old Florida Panther teammates tomorrow. Billy Lindsay's in the booth. Gordon Murphy's behind the bench. Ed Jovanovski's still playing.
Yeah, and I played with Kevin Dineen and. Who's done a good job down there so far, I played in Florida there for a couple of years late in my career, and they've done a good job turning things around. But we got a lot of focus here, and I'm excited. It's here that we'll start rolling up our sleeves and starting even tonight, and then get in here early tomorrow and. Get to know everybody really quickly, and it's probably the best thing to get right into these games right away. There's no break once it starts, so it'd be fun.
For Jim, this is the first major change you can make, Jim, but is there any other changes maybe on the horizon with the roster for this team from your position?
Well, we always look at it, and we look at it a lot harder when things aren't going good. So that's been part of what we've been going through the last month. I mean, in an ideal world, we'd like to add one top six forward and even an extra top nine forward. We have extra defensemen now with the fact that Falk's here playing and playing very well, playing a lot of minutes. And if we can trade a defenseman for a top nine forward, we'll do that. We're a long ways away from being the team we need to be. And until we get there, we'll work on it on a daily basis. But it's not easy making trades, and there's not a lot of players available out there at this point in time. But we'll watch it every day and see if we can do something.
Yeah, this is for Kirk. I was just wondering, Jim talked about you bringing fresh ideas into the organization, into the team. Can you just expand a little bit on what those might be? And with so little coaching experience, was there any reservation on your part at all that you were prepared to be an NHL head coach?
No, I'm. I never put a time frame on it. Like when I started in Montreal, I was there 5 years. I never approached it saying I'd like to be in this organization for 2-3 years, whatever, and then move on. You know, over that span of the 5 years, you know, we're fortunate to get into some playoff races. You know, I was lucky to be involved with two coaches, Guy Carboneau, who was an old teammate of mine that was, in my mind, a very smart hockey person, very defensive-minded. I learned a lot from Guy playing with him and coaching with him. And then I had an opportunity to work with Jock Demers, who, as we all know, is a very experienced coach in the NHL. And that gave me a great opportunity to work with a guy like that with experience, see what it took day in and day out to have yourself prepared on a daily basis to run a hockey team. And then work with the two and being a part of Nashville with the different looks down there. You know, with Barry Trotz, who I spoke with pretty much every day this year, I think it gave me a good challenge and opportunity to see things and get a feel of what I liked and take bits and pieces from each of those guys and put it towards, you know, what type of team I'd like. At the end of the day, I mean, it's in any sport, I mean, you know, it's so important to be able to play defensively, and there's some great hockey guys there that were defensive minded. But you know, it's a different game today. You know, since the lockout, you know, with no red line, and the days of being able to hook and hold and play angles and all that are a little different. You need speed. You need to be a good transitional team because you got to score goals, and in order to do that, you got to be in shape. You got to be willing to work, and you got to be ready to play a high tempo game. So I think if you combine it all, it comes down to stuff that's never really changed. Is you got to be able to play with the puck and without the puck.
Coach, the scrutiny in Montreal can be glaring at times. It won't be that way here. Can that be good for you in your first NHL head coaching job?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's pressure everywhere at this level, but it is a unique city for hockey. But it's so. I mean, I can honestly say I think I've faced the adversity of not only playing there, and going through the grind every day. With it's no secret. I mean, how magnified the media is there, especially, you know, with both languages and that. So it's tough, but it's also. You know, you see the good and the bad. I mean, when you're playing well up there, it's they can glorify things, and you can feel pretty good, and vice versa. So that's been obviously a great experience for me, having you know, the opportunity to play and coach in that type of a environment. So it challenges you. You're always challenged on every little play that you do or every decision you make as coaches, and so it really keeps you on your toes. And I think that's good for anyone in their career.
Jim, obviously this is not limited to coaching, the struggles the team has had. To you, what surprised you? What hasn't gone well that you thought in training camp you had settled in? What's caught you off guard?
When you put a group of guys together at the start of each season, you watch to see the team come together and to gel. And some teams do and some teams don't. And at this point in time, this team hasn't. For whatever reason, I think the new guys that we brought in, for the most part, have filled the roles that we wanted them to. Adding the backup goalie in the fourth line center and Ponikroski, Cavalier started slow. I think his game's been better the last 3 weeks or so. But from a team concept point of view, even in years where we haven't made the playoffs in some of those years but come close, we've been very fortunate with real character guys that wanted to win at all costs. And at this point in time, this group of guys haven't. So that's what we'll see here. Can Kurt pull these guys together and get them to step their game up? If he can, that's good for this group. If it doesn't happen, then we know we got a lot more work to do and we have to change some guys out.
Would you look to add a veteran leader-type player now, if you thought that would help the room?
If it was the right player, yeah, because that's part of what's gone on here for the last few years. I mean, each year comes along, we get to a point where we look at our budget and certain guys, don't fit at that point. We lost Whitney a couple of years ago, who brings a lot to the dressing room. He was a good player for us. We lost Cole this last year. And we're a team that was gradually getting better, got to 91 points. We lose a veteran player instead of adding a veteran player. So that's always a thing that's difficult for us. And certainly losing some of those veteran guys, the leadership in the room, I think has taken its toll this year.
Kirk, congratulations on the job. From the looks of faces in the room, it looks like you're inheriting a coaching staff. Your thoughts on how you're going to gel with them? And another part of the question is it really a systemic thing, or is it just punching the right buttons and getting the maximum from the players who are here?
Yeah, well, first of all, it's, I just arrived, so it would be a great opportunity to sit with the staff and speak afterwards. There's some great hockey people here and knowledgeable people, so it'd be a good opportunity to get, up to speed on everything. As far as the players, the professional players do not want to fail, and they don't want to lose, and they don't, you got to look at these guys and speak to them and get them a feel that get that excitement and winning attitude going. So, until I get in there tomorrow and talk with these guys and get some feedback and get right into the grunt with the guys tomorrow, I won't know. But like I say, you're not going to walk in tomorrow and fire a whole bunch of different X and O's and walk out tomorrow night and say it's going to work. I think it's going to have to come with an attitude, a desire, and working hard and making a commitment anybody can do, and that'll be the short term challenge, and then just start building from there.
Yeah, Kirk, when you got to see the young guys in the organization play over the weekend, Dalby and Boychuk in particular, you're familiar with some of the guys in the system that might have a bright future. I know you can't say exactly what role you see them in, but will you have any reluctance at first to see those guys play? Do you think any of them, just by your weekend view of them, might be ready for the challenge?
Probably a little early to answer that. It was a weekend of... I had my hands full with my team, what I can say is that, again, going back to the philosophy here is that they got a lot of players that are skilled and can skate and can move, and to me that's the NHL today. I was impressed with the team as far as the way they were able to move and the tempo that they can play at, and in order to do that you have to have the personnel to play at that, but it's going to be step by step here. I think for me right now, work with the guys that are already here. But one of the big reasons and I took this position is because I look at the roster and I look at the depth, and I think it's a organization that's really got a lot of good young players and growing, and it's exciting and fun to be a part of.
Kirk, your philosophy on using your entire roster, 1 through 20 in games, and your philosophy on ice time.
Well, it's no secret. Your best players got to be your best players, and I don't want to be too premature on. It'll take looking at some of the personnel and finding out time. What certain players can carry. Not everyone can play the same amount of minutes as another guy. If you go to talk about accountability, then I think it's important that the players know that. And if you work and you do your job, and we explain to everybody, this is your role. You got to know what your role is. You got to accept it, and then you got to do it. And I think everyone needs to feel part of a team and what they can bring to the table. If it's 3 minutes, then give me the best 3 minutes you got. If I'm gonna play you 28 minutes to 30, then every time you go over the boards, you gotta perform, because that's why you're playing that much. So I think that's where the accountability from my end is letting everyone know, and with the staff, is making sure everyone knows the identity of who they are and what they bring. And if they do it, they play. And if they don't, then we'll find someone else, or we'll. But also, your best players have to be your best players.
Jim, the going back to a previous question, the coaching staff, except for the head coach, is staying together. Does that indicate satisfaction with how the small things have gone so far this year, as far as the assistant coaches and the position coaches up to this point?
Yes. Yes, it does. But really, Kurt has to get to know these guys a little bit better and understand how they all work and how they fit. And he'll go through that process. He's known Dave Lewis for a long time. The other guys, not as well. But certainly he'll go through that. But yeah, from my point of view, I'm satisfied with the work that they've done.
Kurt, what do you know about the area, the sports culture here, and how this franchise has slowly sort of embedded itself into the culture and become an important part of the area?
Well, really coming down from with, you know, being with Montreal, you know, coming down in the, with that organization and playing there a few times, you can see the, you know, the crowd. You can get a pretty good read right there of, you know, how in tune they are and how much they're learning the game from when the team first came here. The excitement in the building. I have a daughter that's graduating from high school this year. She's already now looking at schools in Carolina. So that was a quick, look in the last 24 hours. You know, good friends are Ray Whitney, played with him in Florida. Talking to some guys that live in this area that, I mean, obviously nothing but great things. It's a great place to play, but, you know, it is, you know, with car racing and college basketball, there's a great market here and a great tradition with some of the schools. But how hockey, you know, we're biased. We're all involved in it because we feel it's the greatest game in the world. It's a great, fun, fast, hard-nosed game that has a lot of great people in it. And I think because of that, I think we're confident in the hockey world to bring it into any type of market. And it came in here and a lot of people probably were questioning whether it would work or not. And I think with the stability of the franchise, the fact that it's won, it's created a great tradition, identity, culture. And I think the people have really latched onto that and everyone wants to be a part of a winner. So when you do that, you get, you gain some roots. Just talking to the guys there, they're saying that their boys are playing minor hockey here, and I had I had experience in Dallas playing there. That there's Dallas Cowboy Land, but when you start having a team, a pro team in an area, and you start building things through the community and the roots and the minor hockey, you see kids start playing, then you know you've really started something, and obviously that's it's evident here now, and that's where you're going to see the future generations of hockey players, and you start seeing some Carolina kids start getting drafted in the NHL one day.
Speaking of Dallas, last summer there were a few openings. How close do you think you've got to getting that NHL job last year instead of going to Milwaukee?
It went well. I mean, everything's experience and going through it. Joe Neuendijk was a ex-teammate of mine, a good friend. Had great conversations with him, and it's made his decision and all that. But I felt very comfortable. I guess not only during the process of the interviews, in Minnesota and Dallas and that, but the feedback from the GMs was good, and you take it and you get an experience from it and keep plugging along.
Brian, last question.
Jim, you've got a pretty young team here, and Paul had been around for a while. Even though he's not that old, he's still been a coach for quite a while. By hiring someone who's brand new and has only been a head coach for a few months, do you think that you'll have a better reaction from the young players that you've filled out the roster for the most part with?
I don't think age matters to the players. They're brought up through youth hockey, and when they get to junior hockey, they're dealing with changes all the time. And our two young players our 19-year-olds are very mature and they're very good players. And so they'll adjust very quickly, and the other players have all gone through this before. And sure, there's an adjustment period because there's going to be a change and things are going to be done different, but these guys are all used to that.
Good. Thanks everybody for coming. Thanks to Jim and Kirk, and we'll have one-on-ones starting now. Thank you.
Thank you everybody.
Thank you.